Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We are back from the BallLifestyle.com. It's the Ball Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Episode number 565 of the program. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate you. We love you. We love chopping it up with you. Please feel free to give us a call. 949-464-TBLS is the voicemail. You can also send us an email. mailbag@theballlifestyle.com. I'm joined, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how the fuck are you, buddy?
Doing well. I just realized we've got a couple weeks till the NCAA tournament, so I guess I should come up with some sort of tournament for us to do. Do we have suggestions?
So I was just thinking about this because Fan reached out. The worst song.
Worst song. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll try to put something together. So
yeah.
I would say a call to anyone with suggestions.
Yes. Reach out. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Just put worst song in the subject. Look, we've had many problems trying to get submissions to things here, but we'll come up with a lot. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Put in the subject line, worst song. I'll come up with a bunch. People that know me can text me. Should we make a shared Google Doc or something, Ed? Or I'll just text you. I'll just do it how we normally do.
Text me and I'll compile it. But yeah, if you have other ways to reach me, reach me and I'll put it in there, and we'll come up with something. But yeah, that should be fun.
Yeah, we built this city comes to mind. Of course, I don't know how it can be defeated. Don McLean's American Pie. It can't be defeated.
It's a bad song.
It's a bad song, but there's who's the guy that I murdered? Come, my lady, come.
That's a good song.
Oh, it is? Oh no, that's great. Oh yes, no. Oh, my bad. Sorry. No, that's a great. That's a beautiful song. How about the dear departed Mr. Smash Mouth and Hey Now You're an All Star?
Yeah, right.
You know, I got the song still playing. Yeah, that's a great song. So yeah, hit us up with the worst song contest. We'll do a bracket. Maybe we'll get Jay Stu to jump in because Jay Stu will have fucking wild opinions on what are good and bad songs. So he's perfect for this.
He's into some bad music.
Yes, he is.
Is he a Dave Matthews guy?
I know he's Coldplay.
Oh, Coldplay.
He loves Coldplay. Yeah, he does like some good, like he likes Iron Maiden. That reminds me. Right. That reminds me.
I could see him liking some good things, but other bad things.
I keep meaning to tell you, and I could text you this off the air.
Yeah.
There's a thrash band from LA that I'm fucking obsessed with. And I went and saw him, and your son is a guitar player and he loves heavy metal.
Oh, and he likes like random, like, I'm like, what are you listening to? And he's like, oh, I found this group on Spotify. Yeah. They only have 170 listeners.
Yeah.
And like, he's in it.
Yes. So tell him to check out this band called Zigzags. If he likes like early Slayer and Metallica, he's going to love these guys. Zigzags.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, send us your submissions. mailbag@theballlifestyle.com. And look, it's endless. We're going to have to come up with 32 or 64 or whatever, and we'll play it off with Jason Stewart. When are we going to do that, Ed? In a couple weeks?
Let's say our show 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now. So episode 567. Look for it there. Okay, let's talk. Let's just get right fucking in. Wait. Did you see on the rundown I added that one extra story?
I didn't.
Okay, I think you're going to like it.
It'll surprise me as I'm reading.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, let's talk about some people that are no longer with us.
Just tell us who was dead now.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Ed, tell us who died.
We lost my single favorite actor of all time.
That's great.
Gene Hackman. I really, you know, when he died, talking to people and just reminiscing on his movies, that fucking dude was he was incapable of a bad performance. His final movie, Welcome to Mooseport.
Yeah.
He's good in that.
Yeah.
And it's a, you know, that is the most generic movie that would be anything, you know, nobody cares. He's great in it.
Of course he is.
But
it's
like,
great in everything.
I this weekend I watched Royal Tenenbaums again.
God.
Fucking awesome.
This is my adopted daughter, Margot. Like, he is so good.
What's my middle name? Trick question. You don't have a middle name. It's Ellen.
What a character. I mean, Unforgiven, the greatest Western ever made, the greatest bad guy in the greatest Western ever made, Little Bill. Like, just what a performance. It's just go down the list.
He was funny too. Get Shorty. Get Shorty. He plays
great.
The producer who wants to get in with the wise guys, and he's in over his head.
I totally forgot about that performance. Unbelievable. Yes, he was so good.
Now, we had seen some updates over the years, pictures of him, because he lived in Santa Fe. He hadn't worked in 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
He 95.
He was really damn old. That is so old.
This RIP, not a surprise to anyone.
No, it is not.
Sad, but not a surprise.
Yes. And weird, and it's sad that he died under auspicious circumstances, you know?
The circumstances are shocking because people like, what? So he had a wife that was like 30 years younger than him.
Good for him.
That's 60 something. Good for him.
Good for him. Like the younger piece, you know? Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
But they were together a long time.
Yeah. They had a child. Like they have an adult child.
This wasn't like a situation like Anna Nicole Smith, who was just hoping to run out the clock.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. No. Yeah. It sounds to me like he probably died.
Died.
And she and was very distraught.
She took her own life.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Poor Bosco. They had three dogs. One of them was in a cage. So when the two parents died.
Yeah.
Well, Bosco in the cage.
Oh my God.
The other dogs were able to like rummage. There was food there. There was stuff they could stay alive. They hadn't been seen in 2 weeks.
Yeah, they probably had a little nibble of Gene. Let's be honest. Okay. Like, I don't want to be that guy.
There wasn't a lot of meat on that bone.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Mrs. Final pictures. Yeah. The wife probably
Mrs. Gene might have been assless when the paramedic showed up. It is kind of like,
she was mummified, they said. So it's been a while.
Yeah, you got to check in on your, like, that's too long to not have contact with somebody.
You got a 95-year-old dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not waiting 2 weeks to check in.
Like, what's the relationship like with the children that they're not, you know, like every other day or so? Shoot them a text, you know, phone call.
And you know the parent doesn't have the energy for the long phone call. So it's a very quick check-in.
It is, just a quick, hey, and look, you know, my grandma's 95. I call her up sometimes and, you know, she's a little confused as to who I am at the first of it. Then she starts really bitching about the assisted living that she's in. And, you know, I got to tap out of that call pretty quick, but I did it.
Do you ever talk about Rob Roy or?
That's different grandma. She's long dead. She died in 2008. But yeah, I would, if she were still alive, I would.
My 99-year-old grandmother, like, I talked to her.
Yes.
I would have a quick conversation. She'd be like, how's General Hospital? And she'd be like, oh, it's great. And then it's like, okay, grandma, bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly. You did it.
And then one time she checked out. And, like, good for her. She made it to 99.
Yes, absolutely. Like that was a nice long run. Yeah. Yeah.
She had children checking in, grandchildren. Yeah.
That's the big takeaway is check in on your elderly loved ones, assuming you have them, you know?
Betsy Hackman.
Yeah.
Seems like she might have really hated Bosco because she was making a choice there. I understand she was distraught and didn't feel like living without Gene, but let Bosco roam free too.
Also, talk about codependency. Like, you're, and look, I'm not, have we determined this is what happened, or are we speculating, Ed? You're up on this stuff. Yeah, same. But it seems very plausible.
What I read,
yeah,
was there were three dogs. There was one in a cage. It was an open pill bottle next to or near her or something. He was in another room and looked like he had fallen. So maybe
So maybe she felt responsible or something. But it's like, look, I mean, look, you marry somebody 30 years older than you. You know, like you're going to be alone at some point, you know, and it's still sad, but you got to soldier on, you know, but we don't know people's mental states anyway. Still very sad. Gene Hackman, we loved him.
R.I.P. to the great
Gene. One of the greats. Yeah.
R.I.P. David Johansen, New York Dolls frontman, 75. We had heard stories. He had stage 4 cancer. He had a broken back too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But. If you had seen the movie Scrooged, he was the Ghost of Christmas Past, who was great at that.
Yeah.
But the New York Dolls.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Great.
I love the shit out of Human Being.
Yeah.
That song kicks.
Yeah. They were like the first. Yeah. They were the first like punk, you know, they were the early punks, but they also brought in that sort of androgyny glam look to what they did. They were just real groundbreakers. And then he reinvented himself as Buster Poindexter later in his career. Hot, hot, hot. And a big hit with Hot, Hot, Hot. A real legend. And I believe he was the last surviving member of the New York Dolls.
I think we've done a couple. Rest in peace.
Yeah, R.I.P. Yeah, for sure.
This is the saddest of the week. R.I.P. Mason Alexander, freshman cornerback at Pitt, 18 years old, car accident.
Just, very sad. Yeah, not good. Terrible.
R.I.P. Carl Dean, Dolly Parton's husband of 60 or right around 60 years. Yeah. He was 82. And what I remember, she was interviewed like last year and she was talking about it. She's like, I got off the bus in Nashville.
Yeah.
And like I met this guy in like 15 minutes and we stayed together since then.
Yeah, he saw her on the street. They hooked up and then he just was like content to go like hunting and fishing and you never saw photos of them together. You never saw pictures of him at all.
Never made it about himself.
Yep.
He supported the woman and she loved him.
Yes.
She always talked glowingly about the dude.
60 years married.
Lovely.
Yes.
Lovely relationship.
Yeah. Perfect. Sadly, perfect.
Sad for Dolly.
She went out and made all the fucking money and he hung back and fished, you know, like that's just a beautiful relationship. I love them for that.
Yeah. R.I.P. Lawrence Dolan, the Cleveland Guardians owner, 94 years old. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
It's the saddest part of the story is I heard a team owner named Dolan die. Yeah. I got super excited.
Are they related?
I don't think so.
They're not both Cablevision heirs?
Dolan owner? Yeah. What? And like, I saw the ticker on ESPN. I was like, oh my God, ship has come in.
These owners, Ed, we've talked about this before. They get the baby blood. They get all the injections. They live a long ass time, these owners. Nice. America, must be nice being rich.
Money.
Yeah.
America can keep you alive.
Keep your ass alive for sure.
You're dead?
Yeah.
If you're dead, your number might be up tomorrow.
Yes.
I mean, if you're dead, if you're poor, your number might be up tomorrow. But if you're rich like that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. 100%. Who else?
Another very sad one. I got to be honest. I didn't know her, but.
Yeah. Oh.
Trachtenberg.
Oh.
Gossip Girl and Harriet the Spy Star. And I read she was 39.
Yeah.
And she had a recent liver transplant and like was very gone when people saw her. So I don't know exactly what the cause of death, but it seems like it was related.
Yeah, to that. I believe she was in the early 2000s. You know, they were kind of doing like sort of like raunchy comedies I believe she was in the early 2000s film Eurotrip.
Oh, I've seen
Eurotrip. Yeah, she's the girl. She's the girl in Eurotrip.
Okay.
And she's...
Okay.
She was quite fetching for a time. And she died very young, which is very sad. But I have to admit, that I was a very big fan of her performance in Eurotrip back in the day. And I don't recall, I didn't, you know, I think she was on other show, other movies. None of them I can recall seeing, but I certainly remember Eurotrip where she had a star turn.
Harriet the Spy was like when she was a kid, and then Gossip Girl, I never saw a second of.
No.
So,
no. What is it? It's like a prep school in New York City.
I feel like it's like Upper East Side prep school. Like, yeah. Look, as one of the biggest 90210 fans,
sure,
I can't really throw stones. No, it's just,
you can't.
90210 happened.
Yeah, that's right.
When I was 14 or 15.
Age. Yeah.
And so I was the same age and just, you know, went there. That Gossip Girl came out when I was in my 20s and like already past that. And it's like, man,
miss me with that Gossip Girl shit. Okay, Ed, let's talk about sports. Is that what we do right now? Yeah, sports.
Yeah.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports? I would love to know.
Well, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, says he will pardon Pete Rose. Yeah, because, you know, everybody talked about what a great dude he was.
He was.
I think the only thing to pardon him, I think he did about 6 months for cheating his taxes or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, not like he's going to be charged.
Right.
You know, he's dead. He's dead. So he's can't, like, what's, like, yeah, he did.
Pardon him.
Yeah, he did a bid.
Like, he's just going to force him into the Hall of Fame? Like, he's just forcing everything?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, he has no power over the Hall of Fame. And but it is great because Pete Rose was such a piece of shit that this is happening after he's dead. Like.
Right.
He doesn't, like, who fucking cares? Who cares anymore? Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, he's dead. I guess this is to, like, curry sympathy with, like, Ohio voters or something. Yeah. Because, like, who gives a shit about Pete Rose?
No one.
He was a piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
He died. He's never going to get the satisfaction of going to the Hall of Fame.
No.
And also, I don't think the president should be involved in Hall of Fame voting.
I agree with you. Also, 4,256 hits or 4,290, something like that.
Not the hit king. He's not my hit king.
All singles. Nothing but singles this guy hit. Singles. All fucking bleeders.
Ruined a guy's career by barreling him over in the All-Star
game. All-Star game. What a piece of shit. Also,
try hard piece of shit.
Also, as an adult man, had sex with a 16-year-old girl or 15-year-old girl. And what was his defense? It wasn't illegal in Ohio. Also, Katie Shady, what the fuck are you guys doing in Ohio where it's legal for adults to have sex with 15-year-old girls? Like, get your fucking shit together. What is happening?
Serial killers in that state.
Yes.
You know what you're doing.
Yes. You're making all the serial killers. You've made the most American presidents, so all pieces of shit to a man. You made the most serial killers, implied, and Pete Rose. Like, get the fuck out of here with this bullshit.
I see when with all the pardon talk, like I saw, just before, like clicking on it goes, Elon Musk joins the calls to pardon Derek Chauvin. That's the George Floyd.
Oh, yeah. The next stepper.
We're going back here.
I know.
We're going back.
We're doing that again. Also, Elon Musk is a fucking neurodivergent South African with 14 kids that he doesn't even know. Yes. Get rid of him.
Even if you're on board with his politics and everything, why is he in my life every fucking minute of the day?
Every day. No, I was on a I was on a ski trip with my son, and sometimes I just like to turn on, see what's happening in the local town. So we're getting ready one morning. I throw on the TV and we're watching the local news, and they're talking about Elon Musk because he's everywhere. And my son's like, "Hey, This dude doesn't even know how to wear a hat. And he's got that black, it's like a Make America Great Again, but he's got the black version, and it's perched like way up on top. Like, do the plugs are, I need a plug haver. Plug havers in my audience. I need to know, is it dangerous to the plugs to put a hat on it properly? Cause he's got it like perched up. It's like too small for his big old head. And it must be plug related that he can't place a hat on it, his head properly. And that's enough for me. Like, if you can't wear a hat properly, I can't take you fucking seriously. All the other stuff doesn't matter. You don't know how to wear a hat. You're out of here. Like, it's not, I'm done with you.
The Packers submitted a proposal to the NFL to ban the tush push, and I couldn't be in more agreement with the Packers, because that is not a football play. That is a rugby play.
Well, you know what I heard today on my good buddy, Travis Rogers, former guest of the show, Travis Rogers. You know what I heard today? That you're a friend of the show. And then you'll like this. Apparently, Neil deGrasse Tyson has weighed in on the physics of the tush push. And his theory, and again, I get all my sports news from Travis Rogers. His theory is that
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, the reason that it works is that the offense knows when the ball's going to be snapped. So they have the element of surprise in the tush push. So they get a little out of it. So I can't argue with Neil deGrasse Tyson. The guy knows his shit, Ed. He's fucking an astrophysicist who wears vests.
He's correct on it.
Yeah.
He's correct on
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And I am not saying this is the reason, the result, the Commies got boat raced in the NFC Championship. Yeah. However,
yeah,
there was a sequence.
Yeah.
Where Frankie Louvu, the Commies linebacker, was trying to time it and just dove over the pile like three or four straight plays.
Yes.
And they kept giving him offsides, but it was at like the 1 foot line.
Oh, because he was timing the snap.
Announced he was trying to, and he was wrong, but like he just kept doing
smart.
It. And if you're at the 2 inch line, who gives a shit? Just do it again.
Yeah, keep doing it.
And then the referees announce, we have the discretion to just award points to the offense.
Whoa, is this like jury nullification? What, since when is that? I never heard of this.
And so then they get the tush push and they score, and it's like, you either have to allow the defense to just keep jumping over and over again, like 100 times, because it is a mockery of a play.
It is.
Or you get rid of the tush push. Yeah. It's like, it really wasn't that long ago. I remember like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
If a lineman was deemed helping like drag a running back, they would call it
forward progress.
Then they stopped that rule.
Yeah, now you. I remember that.
Like a concentrated, it's rugby play. It's a stupid play. The Eagles, great team. They would have won the Super Bowl without the tush push. But get rid of that fucking rugby play.
Yes,
like, I like rugby, but that's its own thing.
Great sport.
That's different than football.
I agree with you. Now, oh my God, it's doing it again. Yes, I remember. I'm getting dinged over here. I remember, Ed, because they made that rule because a bigger guy could just pick up a little guy and fucking drag him for a first down. And they're like, oh no, we can't do that anymore. We can't have, you know, aided like one runner being aided by another guy. Is the tush push not the same thing? But also hear me out. The forward pass was once a very controversial play, Ed. They used to not have forward passes. Now they only have forward passes. What if I say to you, let's get rid of the forward pass? You can have the tush push, but you have to surrender the forward pass. Yes or no?
No. What? Passing is way more fun than
of course
pushing
it is.
Someone up the middle.
That I agree with that. Fair.
I can tell you it was illegal. Remember the famous game between USC and Notre Dame? And Lions scored. And
the Bush push.
The Bush push.
Yep.
And that was illegal at the time.
Yep.
And I remember they said, hey, he got away with it because you're not supposed to do that. So sometime between like probably 20 years ago, that game was probably like 05 or some shit. Like
Brady Quinn was going over the middle to that baseball pitcher the fucking whole day. Yeah, Jeff Samardzija.
Yeah, Samardzija.
Yeah.
Big receiver.
Yeah, big old white boy was catching over the middle, was fucking, they were gashing. They had the Trojans on the rope and then the ropes and then the Trojans. What did the Trojans do? They fucking cheated to win. Fuck all Trojans. Fuck their dentistry school. Yeah.
And fuck Tush Push.
Fuck the Tush Push. I agree with you, Ed. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. boring?
So, you know, we talked about in a recent show about Luka getting traded to the Lakers. And yeah. People were not happy with the Mavs.
It's better for the league. You know, let's look better. Look, Lakers are number two record in the West now. Like, that's much better than whoever else would have been.
The Knicks keep beating whoever's in number two in the West. Yeah. They keep beating the number two seed in the West.
Right. Yeah, they're helping us.
You know, after that, people have really been giving Nico Harrison a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So the team announced, I believe, yesterday or the day before, we're raising ticket prices. And the fans are mad enough. And then that night, Kyrie tears his ACL.
Yeah. Now the decision, I believe that the...
I know it's not necessarily the GM, but...
Sure, yeah. But I believe that because the decision to announce raising ticket prices in the middle of the season is actually an insane choice on its own. Like in a vacuum.
I know as a Knicks half-season ticket holder...
Yeah.
We do not find out about that until, like, I think, right at the end of the season. Yeah. Like,
because that's when people renew.
The season's over and, and you have, like, a week to decide if you're back in.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that. Like, I don't find out about playoffs until, like, a week before the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't tell you in February or March.
No, that is. And I believe that the Mavs are owned by like casino people, which is, you know, that's part of the issue there is they're in the casino business, you know, which is like, you know, but hey, you know, whatever, you know, it's Dallas. It's not a real place, you know, like real places are on the edges. Okay. The edges are what matters. The middle is bullshit. Nobody gives a fuck about the middle. That's where the plane goes over. If the plane crashes, it crashes in the middle. But other than that, we're just, look, there's all nothing. I just see nothing down there.
One of my good friends likes to tell me things and he's like, that's CST. I'm like, that's not a real time zone. It's a made up time zone.
Well, also, Ed,
he lives in Nashville, so he's just like, this was at CST. I'm like, not real.
Yeah,
not real.
Also, how's Nashville so far fucking over there? And it's central. That's in central. Get the fuck out of here with that, Nashville. Also, Ed, hear me out. There's some other shit that's like half an hour or something called Mountain. There's Mountain. Time. There's the real times, and then there's two other ones in between the real times. The real times are on the outside. Then there's some other bullshit in the middle that's like, just have half of it be the first real time and half of it be the second real time. So if you go from Missouri to Arkansas,
was like half hour.
Yes.
And North Korea is like a half hour.
I think China's got a whole bunch of half hours in it. So look, it's fine. We're good.
Yeah. But that's, I view the non-coastal time zones as Korea. Yes. That's kind of
hard. It is. It's basically like living in North Korea. I totally agree with you. Okay, let's do some emails, voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got me.
Oh, look who it is, Ed. This is very exciting.
Hola, guys.
Oh, my God.
Hola, amigos. It's Katie Shady.
Be still, my beating heart.
And I am now Costa Rican. I'm going to learn Spanish just like Anaria. And also, like, you have to have Spanish accent when you're going back and forth between English and Spanish. Because how is she going to talk to her staff? I mean, somebody's got to be a translator, so it might as well be her. But Did you know that they are getting a reality show?
Yes.
Getting a reality TV show.
I think
so
it's out.
I guess that's happening, and it would make me think that Alec Baldwin probably has a lot of legal bills on top of all the Baldwinitas. Isn't that that's what they call those, all his little crotch droppings that he had with her?
Yeah. What,
Baldwinitas?
What, excuse me,
so they need,
Shady.
They need some cash. But one thing people do not like.
Tell me.
Is when you troll Ilaria's Instagram asking her how you say cucumber all the time, because that's what I've been doing a lot lately, and people don't like me. Anyways, love you guys. Bye.
Love you, Katie Shady. Hold on, I'm gonna look up Ilaria. How am I not following Ilaria Baldwin here? Oh, there she is, Ilaria Thomas. Oh, she's inserted a Thomas in there, by the way, Ed. Ilaria Thomas Baldwin.
Yeah, you probably mean Tomas.
Tomas, you my bad. Yes, let's see. Let's see. Oh no, she's lip syncing here. Let me see. I just want to see if Katie Shady's. Oh, I mean. Everyone is shitting on her. Like, this is a video. Her first video is like her with her kid. And here's the comments. Never a fan of exploiting children for wealth. This video should not have been made public domain. Well, then there's some positive ones. Well, I like the non-positive ones. Look, this woman, oh, she got implants, Ed. Did we talk about this before? Ilaria's got some big round implants, which is great for her. She looks great. This Alec looks miserable as hell. There's so many kids, Ed. We gotta watch. I'm gonna watch this. I'm gonna include this in. You know, I host the reality TV show, the Bachelor Lifestyle, Ed, with the great Jay Stu. I will be. I'm gonna review this Baldwin's show on that show. So, thank you. Yes.
I one time heard Jay Stu describe it as with the white whale or.
Well, very close. You're very close. I mean, I think you're kind of fucking up on purpose, but come on, try. You can do it.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
no, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. Every once in a while I see a post about it. I'm like, man, just can't believe it's already marked.
I dropped my pen and I just caught it between my thighs. So basically I am one of the flying Willendas right now. Like, put me in the circus.
I was going to say you like Suzanne Summers.
Yeah. The thigh master. Yes.
The thigh master.
Yeah. You used to jerk off to that. Did you not?
I only had basic cable.
That's true. I believe he refers to it, Ed, as, a great white shark in a sea. A great white shark in a sea of Bachelor podcasts. And do you know why they call it that, Ed?
No.
Because it has teeth. What? It's great. It's so good. I actually mentioned it. I mentioned Jay Stu's blind date appearance on the Bachelor Lifestyle. And
tremendous.
It's so good. And IRL people in my life reached out to me and were like, hey, can I get a link to that? And they go, I can't find it. They're like, I searched on YouTube, Jason Stewart, blind date episode, and they couldn't find it. And I texted Jason. I go, let me have your blind date episode. And, like, I couldn't have hit send fast enough that it came right back to me. Like, he's so proud of it. And he's got immediate access to it.
He should be proud of it.
It's great.
He's so good at it. It's performance art at the highest level.
It's,
I remember,
really beautiful.
Once sending it to my pal Toe Cutter, and he was mesmerized. It's wonderful.
I've never heard a bad review of this because it is
so
good. It cuts across all lines, Ed. It's perfect. Okay, let's, dude. We're making good time here. Let's talk about some things that are not, in fact, sports.
Well, it's time for Non-Sports segment, the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-Sports,
oh my God.
Non-Sports, I'm talking about the segment now.
Oh,
Non-Sports segment.
She must just fuck him so beautifully, because here's a produced clip of the entire bald.
On Instagram?
Yeah, it's on Ilaria Thomas or Ilaria Baldwin. And there's a produced clip of all the entire Baldwins, him, Alec and Ilaria and all those kids standing in Times Square, looking up at the display, the billboard display, digital display of the promo of their own show. And this man is a movie star.
Oh, I'm looking at this.
This guy, he's one of the biggest fucking stars in Hollywood. Like, and he's great. He's an amazing performer. And this is what he's reduced to.
It is funny because, like, he's had so many fights in art. Yeah. He's a prickly guy.
Yep.
And he gets so much work because he's great at what he does. He's great at it. Yeah. And yet he's staring. He's doing promos for a TLC show with his wife and his 14 kids.
Yes. It's, oh my God. He's got a cover of People magazine and it says the headline is Alec Baldwin, How My Family Saved Me. And he's looking old as fuck.
Dead.
Yes. And look at the way she's looking at him. She's like, do what I tell you or I will not do that special thing that you like to your balls and asshole later tonight. And you can see the control she has over him. And it's that, to quote the great Prince Rogers Nelson, it's pussy control. She's got that pussy control. That's what it is, Ed. That's all it is.
Well, she's got a special set of skills.
She does.
Special set of skills.
Absolutely. I'm not proud of her. Good job, Ilaria. We appreciate you.
Good job, everyone.
Ed, what is going on in non-sports?
A couple was forced to sit next to a dead body on a plane for 4 hours after a woman died mid-flight.
I mean,
look, she's dead.
She's not
going to feel discomfort.
Yeah.
You're supposed to put the dead body in one of the bathrooms and then say, out of order.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Like, there is protocol for this. Like,
it shouldn't be sit next to dead Aunt Edna.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't want, but it's not going to be like you're not going to catch anything from it. You know, you're not going to get necrosis.
No, but yeah. I kind of understand that scene in Vacation. Yeah. Where she's like, a dead person breathed on me. Like, you don't want her like leaning on. She's dead. That's creepy.
She could
put her down with the luggage. I've seen enough movies where there's a way to get into the luggage. Yes. Passenger 57.
Yes. Oh, Commando.
Put her down with the luggage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Nobody needs, like, what? She's not going to get injured or sick or down there. Just put her down there.
What's the one with Jodie Foster and she's on a plane
she goes to sleep and
Peter Sarsgaard. Is it Sarsgaard or there's both? Because Sarsgaard. Look, if he's in your movie, he's going to do some creepy shit. Like, you don't hire that guy.
He's a good actor.
He's great.
He's creepy.
But they go, like, they're looking for this kid on the plane. Ed,
I envy that kind of sleep on a plane because when I sleep on a plane and I get bumped and I'm like, huh, oh, and then I guess that's it. I only slept for 14 minutes, but I'm up. She has her daughter.
I know.
Who just taken away next to her. A teenage daughter or whatever, 10-year-old daughter, whatever it was. And she's just out like a light.
Yeah. She's just fine. And then they go looking for her and there's caverns.
She wakes up and she's like, where's my daughter? And everybody's like, what daughter?
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't see you with the daughter. And then it's fucking it's Hearst Castle behind the bathrooms in this plane. It's just fucking wide open, like empty hallways and shit.
It's the H.H. Holmes murder castle where there are like compartments everywhere.
Yes, 100%. Hold on. And I want to see why it wasn't in the bathroom. An Australian couple have spoken of the traumatic moment of the body. The body of a dead passenger was placed next to them on a Qatar Airways flight.
Wait, placed next to them? Did they like roll the dead body?
It collapsed.
Like, maybe she died in the bathroom?
No, she did. She came out. She walked out of the bathroom. Collapsed and died, and then they CPR'd it, and they're like, "Hey, we got to call it." And then there was just a seat right there. They're like, "Okay, let's put her here."
They probably gave the dead body the aisle seat.
Yeah.
So the
yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So
the drinks cart. She's not gonna complain when it clips her elbows like it does mine.
Me, yeah, it gets my leg. But then, I mean, then you gotta. What if you gotta take a piss? It's always so unfortunate when you're like. That's why I always get the aisle because I have claustrophobia and I gotta piss a lot. You know, I'm drinking, so I gotta get up and go, and I don't want to be like, excuse me, and wake up the person, because you gotta touch somebody, right? You gotta touch them, be like, hey, and then it's usually some grumpy person, and I'd be grumpy too if I had to wake up, but people wake me up, but this person's dead, so you could just like step, you could walk, you could just boost yourself off her thigh or something and hop over. That wouldn't be so bad, right?
I would like to just have a PSA right now.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm the only person that knows this, but
tell me.
To stand up from your seat,
you do not
need to grab the seat. Like, I'll be there and someone will be like, whoa, and just pull me back. It's like, buddy.
Yeah.
Do you, when you get up from a chair at home, when you're sitting on the couch, do you have a seat that you're like, argh.
Yeah.
And people, like, yeah, how fat and
disgusting
every,
are you? They do.
Every demographic of person, it doesn't matter, man, woman, old, young, everybody does it. It's like somebody's sitting there and you're rocking their chair because you can't just stand up like a normal human being.
No, it happens every single time. Oh, and you get a lot of adults just like, I'm just so cautious. Like if I do the tray, I'm like,
yes,
like very soft. And you get people that are just fucking kicking, they're fucking with the TV, and that's the back of your head. You know, it's fucking, what, like, this Don Draper.
People are selfish.
They're selfish. This Don Draper, Ed, he'd get in a DC-10, and yeah, it'd take 11 hours to fly across the country, but he'd get in a DC-10, and he'd be sitting there, and they come out with a carving station, and they'd be, and this is fucking coach.
Cocktails.
Yeah, cocktails, they're mixing you up, they're muddling shit for your cocktail, you know, would you like an end cut, Mr. Draper? Oh, no, give me a rare piece. Oh, okay, sure. Shall I mash you some fresh horseradish? Of course, yes, I would actually like that. These days, they give you, if they give you anything, it's mush. Hey, you want some mush? That'll be $14. If you want some mush, it's $14. If not, shut the fuck up, okay? Go fuck yourself.
Also.
Yeah.
Because we merged 25 years ago with McDonnell Douglas, our planes really haven't been checked after for a long time.
Yeah, we're still saying, let's just fly those. Mitchell Ring and Jennifer Collin, who were traveling to Venice for a dream holiday, told Australia's Channel 9 a woman had died in the aisle beside, in the aisle. Ed, you know what this tells me? She's kind of bigger. You know what they say about dead weight? You know, it was probably too much to get her, you know.
You tried to slide her, like,
it's too much. Just put her right here. Yeah. The couple say the cabin crew placed her corpse covered in blankets. So she could have been mummified, Ed, next to Mr. Ring for the remaining 4 hours of the flight without offering to move him, despite there being empty seats. Well, then he could have moved his own ass.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But how about that feeling? When you see them closing the door and you got a open seat next to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And then they're like, actually, we're going to put a corpse covered in blankets.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You know, I saw a headline this weekend, Ed, where it's like, couple gets the private jet treatment when they're the only two passengers on a 165-seat Southwest flight. And I'm like,
where were they flying?
Well, I don't remember. It was somewhere in the middle, one of those bullshit places. But I was like, Ed, every time, as soon as I get on, they're like, hey, this shit is fucking full. Like pull your knees up to your chest.
That carry-on. You have to check that carry-on bag. We were out of space. I'm like, I was in group one. Yes. What do you mean you're out of space?
They fuck me on that carry-on every time. You know what I do a lot of the times, Ed, if it's getting precarious? I just fucking, as I'm walking down, if I see a spot, I just throw my fucking bag in that spot. It doesn't have to even be related to my seat because I'm not taking the chance.
Oh.
I might get fired.
I do that every flight.
Oh, yeah. See? It's a smart move. Like, you never know. If you're sitting in the back, you might run out of space. 100%.
And I'm behind it, so I can see if someone's messing with my bag up ahead.
Yeah, nobody's going to jack your fucking underwear. It's no problem. He said the cabin crew had tried to move her body towards business class, but we were right, Ed, but she was quite a large lady. And they couldn't get her through the aisle.
They had quite a large carriage.
How'd they get her in the seat then? Mr. Ring said the crew had seen seats were available beside him. They said, "Can you move over, please?" And I just said, "Yes, no problem." Then they placed the lady in the chair I was in. When Miss Colin was able to move to an empty seat nearby, Mr. Ring said he had not been given the option to do so by the cabin crew, even though there were vacant seats. When the plane landed 4 hours later, he said passengers were asked to stay put while medical staff and police came aboard. He said ambulance officers then started pulling blankets off the woman, and he had seen her face. Ah, I wouldn't like that, Ed.
Even like he's waiting for permission. Meanwhile, they're weakening at Bernie's his feet mate. Like, just get up and go.
Yes.
You don't need permission. Just be like, okay,
out of here.
A corpse next to me? I'm going to that
seat.
Yeah.
I see a seat over there. And who's going to be like, oh, no. Go sit next to the corpse.
Mr. Ring, you mustn't go there.
Yeah. My tiny bag of Doritos and my ginger ale are in the seat, actually. So you can't sit here. Ed. Hold on. Like,
I gotta see the corpse's ticket. Otherwise, no, you can't put her here.
A Qantas spokesperson said the process for handling incidents on board an aircraft like this is managed by the operating airline, which in this case is Qatar Airways. Hold on. Barry Eustace, a former Virgin Atlantic captain, said deaths in the air occur more frequently than people would think. But said as far as he was aware, there was no specific protocol in place for such situations. That's crazy, Ed.
Think of what a drag it is, because they're on a long ass flight.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hang on, we need the medics to come check it out. Like, she's already dead. She can be the last off the plane.
Leave her. Let everybody else disembark before she does. I agree with you, Ed. Just let her sit. Like, where's she got to be?
She's already dead.
Yeah, she's already dead.
She's not in a rush to do anything.
Yes, not an issue.
She's at the big plane in the sky already.
No problem. Like, let's calm down on the dead. Let's move on and let's service the alive. You know, the alive have places to be. The dead is, they already got there. No big deal.
She already reached her final destination.
Ed, what else is going on in the world of things that are not sports? Tell me.
I recorded so I could zip around the Oscars, and because I love Conan, and I watched a couple of his things, and I did see a segment where Halle Berry was presenting, and boy, that fastball's still in the upper 90s.
She's like almost 60 years old, Ed. Like, what is...
She looks the same as when she was in James Bond.
That's crazy.
Like, it's crazy.
It's crazy. I was watching that John Wick that she was in a few years ago where she's karate kicking people and shit. And she looks fucking amazing.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway.
Tell me.
She was on the Drew Barrymore show, which was the one where Drew Barrymore fucked all her writers.
She came back one day before the strike ended. Ed. She's like, fuck it. We can't hold out any longer. I'll take the heat. And the next day the strike ended.
Yeah. But everyone hated her guts.
Yeah.
She had to cry, give the hostage video apology.
Yeah.
Anyway, Halle Berry was on that show, and she said her doctor mistook her perimenopause symptoms for, quote, a really bad case of herpes. And I would think Halle Berry's going to a top-notch doctor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's not going to urgent care.
Yeah. Now, I mean, no, hold on a sec, Ed. Just hear me out.
Okay.
Maybe this doctor was like, she's like, hey, I'm having these symptoms. And he's like, ooh. Yes, Miss Berry.
I got the oil.
Yeah, we got to just to be sure.
We're going to lift the hood and check.
Let's get those panties off. And let's get those legs up nice and wide in the stirrups. Wide as you can go. And I'm going to have to get real close and have a look. Just to make sure, cuz you know what this could be? This could be an extremely bad case of herpes, and I just want to rule that out with a very close inspection of the goods.
Probably nothing. But I got
to
check it out.
We still have not gotten somebody to weigh in, because, of course, we had the great Jeff in Denver call and announced that his ex-wife had mouth herpes. And that does not count, Jeff in Denver. I need a genital herpes sufferer to come on the show and let us know if you can contract genital herpes via the balls. That's all I want to know, because a condom does not cover the ball sack. So if you roll the thing, and look, I've done this very few times. Everybody knows this. You roll the thing on, and then you squeeze
yeah, you're
the
not
little
a sailor.
Yes, that's only sailors. You squeeze the air out of the little tip, and then you roll it onto your dick. But you don't roll it past the balls. This is not the naked gun, Ed. This is the ball. It only goes on the shaft.
You're me back in the day.
Yeah.
You spent some time rolling the wrong way. Yeah. And you're like,
that has happened to me.
Quick.
Yeah. That is to where I'm like, I've been like, well, this fucking one's defective. And I toss it aside and open a new one. And I'm like, oh, wait, I was rolling it the wrong direction.
It was always counterintuitive. Yeah. It's been a while.
I know.
But I remember it being counterintuitive.
It is. It's happened to the best of us, Ed. Look. Now, here's the other thing. I risk it for the biscuit. Like, if we get down to brass tacks, it's me and Halle Berry. And she's like, yo, B, I just want you to know.
I got full blown AIDS. Yeah. I'm like, can't be 100% chance I get it.
I'm already almost 50 years old. How much longer am I live anyway? You know, like, let's go, girl.
I had a bad cough last week. I couldn't imagine him anyway.
I'll ride it out. They have medicine these days. No.
My goodness.
Lamo. The actress, 58, appeared on this morning's episode of The Drew Barrymore Show to hold a conversation with host Drew Barrymore about menopause. Oh, what an episode. According to Barry, she was 54.
That's what I love. Hey, instead of talking about James Bond and being in movies and being beautiful, can we just talk about the saddest part of your life?
When she met her boyfriend, this isn't a real name, Ed. Halle Berry's boyfriend is named Van Hunt. That's not real. No one's name is that Van Hunt. She said they were having the best.
That's one of those NPCs running around in a video game.
Yeah, Van Hunt.
Go talk to Van Hunt. He'll give you your weapon.
But their relationship was put through one of its first tests when she woke up one morning and had a difficult time going to the bathroom. I tried to go to the bathroom and I couldn't go. She said it was so painful when I tried to let a little bit out. I could. Now, is this? I'm assuming this is a one situation. This isn't a two.
Yes. Yeah, two is going to be like, here's some stool softener. The one is when he's like,
it's a little clogged up. It took me almost 10 minutes just to empty my bladder because it was so painful. Oh, Ed. Substances were down there that I had never seen before. She's trying to throw us off, Ed. She's like, ooh, it's yucky. Like you don't want to be in that.
You know what? On the talk shows, this is the same situation as every hot chick would be like, oh, every boy in high school thought I was disgusting and made fun of me. And you're like, no chance. You're 19 now. No. High school, no.
There's no substances that could stop me from investigating what's going on down there, Holly. Okay, Ed.
That's what her doctor said.
Exactly. Yeah, could be anything. Let's check. Okay. What else, Ed?
Let's have a feel good story.
I would love that.
Casey Anthony joins TikTok to announce new career 13 years after her daughter's murder trial. And by daughter's murder trial,
that she did.
She did the murder and got away with it.
Yeah, she 100% did. Yeah, she did a documentary.
She admitted to, like, what'd she say? Like, I panicked and threw her in the trunk or something. Like, it was like something. It wasn't like I had nothing to do with this. I don't allegedly, or you know, I heard.
Fuck, Ed.
It was not. I haven't seen her and someone else killed her. It was like we
got to do it. That's a thing that happened.
That happened? Yeah.
So that's a thing that happens. What? Huh? Can't remember it at all. Think that I can recall, nope. But that's a thing that happens.
Did it really?
I can't remember if it's true. Nope. Don't recall it. How about you? But that's a thing that happens.
Wait, before you say what happened,
tell me.
I just read Hamas could successfully recruit Dallas Mavericks season ticket holders right now.
Kaylee Marie Ant, look, she had no shot at, first of all, from being given that name.
Probably going to be in beauty kit pageants, right?
Yeah, likely. Kaylee Marie. Yeah, yeah. Kaylee Marie, much like our the dear departed JonBenet, who was probably murdered by an intruder, obviously. Yeah.
Eating your brothers.
yes. Pineapples and milk.
Milk and pineapple.
Yeah. Kaylee Marie Anthony, August 9th. That's my sister's birthday. And also Kobe Bryant, the great Kobe Bryant, 2005. To June 2008, was an American toddler who lived in Orlando, Florida, Edward City, America, with her mother, Casey Marie Anthony. That's basically the same name, Kaylee and Casey? And her maternal grandparents, George and Cindy Anthony. On July 15th, 2008, Kaylee was reported missing in a 911 call made by Cindy, who said she had not seen the child for 31 days. That's worse than the Hackmans. Yeah, this is a grandma.
The grandma.
According to what Cindy told police dispatchers, Casey had given varied explanation as to Kaylee's whereabouts before eventually saying she had not seen her daughter for weeks. That's normal. Casey.
Yeah, why would you report it?
Man, she's three.
Three. I assume she was fine on the street. Yeah. She just wanted to leave.
She could have taken up with the local truck driver, Ed. It's not, you know, she was out doing stuff at 3 years old.
Maybe the circus was in town. Yeah. She ran off on a car.
Enjoy the circus. Who said she, Casey later called police and falsely told a dispatcher that Kaylee had been kidnapped by a nanny. Casey was charged with first degree murder in October 2008 and pled not guilty in December 11th. Kaylee's skeletal remains were found with a blanket inside a laundry bag in a wooded area near the Anthony family residence. Investigative reports and trial testimony varied between duct tape being found near the front and mouth of the skull. The medical examiner listed Kaylee's cause of death as homicide by undetermined means. The state of Florida sought the death penalty, blah, blah, blah. Okay. What did she say? The case attracted disappearance, investigation, indictment. Hold on. We're on this trial. The lead prosecutor in the case. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Jury selection, opening statement. There's a lot. Evidence. I don't know what she said. Verdict and sentence. Closing arguments were heard on July 3rd and 4th. Aston for the prosecution reiterated the state's belief that Casey had killed Kaylee to free herself of parental duties. I mean, just kill yourself. Saying when you have a child, that child becomes your life, blah, blah, blah. By the way, she fucked her lawyer. That was a big thing about this too. There's also that she was fucking her lawyer. Baez, who Judge Perry had said could not address the abuse claims given the lack of evidence, emphasize the circumstantial nature of the prosecution's case. Fantasy computer searches, Ed, for fantasy forensics. Yeah, she did search, like, what do you do with a body? But it doesn't, I can't find the part where what she said. I think she just said the kid got kidnapped was the thing.
Right. After not reporting her.
Yeah. And then,
doing searches for what to do.
Yeah, exactly. And how much Xanax you can give a 3-year-old before they die. And it seemed like she gave her a little too much, you know, a little too much. Happens.
Fit too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's
back.
Got a new career 13 years later. And from the video that she posted, it looks like she's giving Takeo Spikes a run for his money with that neck.
Yeah.
She's got
a pretty thick
neck.
Now, look.
Looks muscular.
Yeah.
Like Takeo Spikes.
Yes. Takeo Spikes had a neck on her, She's got a pretty muscular neck, and the eyes are pretty close together. Now, look, Ed. And I know it's hard. And she's pretty trashy. But putting the murdering aside, look at her, okay? And Ed. Imagine she did not murder a child, if you could. All right. Just for instance,
just like that small detail.
Yeah. Just that one thing. Since this video cannot be played. I mean, she's 38. She's pretty trash. She's pretty filthy, Ed. I'm saying Casey Anthony can get it. And I'm not proud of that fact, Ed, but I'm just saying, like, she's not bad. She's not bad. She's not like, you know, she's Orlando hot, Ed. She's an Orlando 7, which is a regular places 5, but that's okay. Like, she's you know, not bad. Okay, Ed, what else is going on?
Former FDNY captain James Rogers allegedly beat a man to death over unpaid debt after their AA meeting.
Okay, hold on. I'm still looking. Hold on. Just hold on with this, Casey Anthony.
Today is Saturday, March 1st.
What is this,
1st,
what is this angle, by the way, Ed? Although this is kind of the angle that I do a lot of my meat stick reviews. Oh, no.
Hold it's on. Like hanging out the passenger door?
Yeah, yeah. So hold on. It went to the next video. Anyway, she's not bad looking. Okay, what? Tell me the next story again.
Former Fire Department of New York Captain James Rogers allegedly beat a man to death over unpaid debt after their AA meeting.
Whoa. Well,
he was a little edgy. You know, he wasn't taking the 12 steps. I don't know which step beat your guy to death.
That step 4 is where you take an inventory of all the shitty things about yourself.
He's like, oh, I'm doing inventory. And you know what? My inventory is short because Bob over here owes me money.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat him to death.
I mean, a retired New York City firefighter, and Ed, he probably retired at like 49, and in retirement, he was probably bringing home like 112 grand a year. And like, he was, you know, he owned a home in Queens, probably. Like, this guy had a good life, and he was a hothead is the problem. A retired New York City firefighter was charged in the beating death of a Long Island man following an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting when an argument over an unpaid debt turned violent. James Rogers, 66, allegedly killed Mark Iacono, 65, with his bare hands Thursday evening following a Bayshore AA meeting. Rogers is a retired...
Bayshore.
Yeah.
Bayshore, I believe. Yeah. Is where, what's her name? Margot Robbie's character.
Oh.
Or the real life version of her was from.
Yeah. In the Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. Rogers is a retired, who lives in Babylon. He served 22 years with the FDNY and now operates 2 assisted living facilities. See, he's doing well, Ed. Long Island investigators said the 2 men started arguing over money in the parking lot. Rogers allegedly grabbed Iacono and flung him to the ground. Iacono landed face down, and Rogers allegedly grabbed his head and smashed his face into the ground multiple times. Ooh, after a witness pulled Rogers off Iacono, he continued to kick him. Look, this is a guy that you want to pay back his money.
Also.
Yeah.
He's not going to get his money back.
He's definitely not. No. And he's going to prison.
That's the move. They always tell, like, I've seen enough movies with tough guys. They're like, I still need him to pay me back. So don't kill him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's it's kind of like that. You got to have the talk that whatever Joe Pesci's character's name is in Casino, when that one guy owes him money and he's like, I don't think I've told you about about my business and what I do. And then he's like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come over to your house with a lead pipe and I'm going to fucking beat you over the head with it because I don't care if I go to prison. And then, like, once you have that talk with somebody, like, you're going to get your money. Like, they're going to find a way. They're going to go get some money from somebody, give it to you. And also, this Iacono guy, he could have gone to any meeting. Just maybe don't go to the meeting that guy goes to. There's plenty of meetings. Right. There's an app. Get on the app.
See him showing up.
Yeah.
You know, you see him getting coffee at the back and you're like,
out of there.
You know what? I'm going
somewhere. I got something to do. I'm out of here. Okay, Ed, what else?
I'm sure Long Island, there are a million of these meetings.
More than a few.
Very densely populated. You don't have to drive too far to find a new one.
I agree with you.
A high school Spanish teacher, 33 years old, was accused of having sex with a 17-year-old student.
Okay.
Now, I saw a glamour shot of the Spanish teacher, and then I saw the Spanish teacher, like, a newer picture.
Yeah.
And those are different pictures.
Okay, hold on. Oh, I'm seeing, look, she's a Latina, Ed. She looks like a young Leah Remini. Liam. Oh, whoa, Ed.
The glam shot. The glam shot is the one that's sneaking around.
Dulce, I believe that means candy. Candy Flores. Woo, candy flowers. I mean, she's got a stripper name, Ed. I mean, what is up?
A lot of people said this to me.
Yeah, I mean, well, because you wanted to fuck your Spanish teacher when you were in high school, Ed.
I sure did. She was like 23 when I was 17.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Now, if she had agreed to let you assert your 30 seconds of pleasure with her, do you think she should have gone to prison for that?
Look, that would have been the greatest day of my life.
Of course it would have been.
Yes. That being said,
yeah,
I have a 17-year-old boy right now.
I know.
And I actually could take the other side of it, and I know that would fuck him up in a bad way.
It wouldn't be good.
With a 33-year-old, like, it would screw you up.
It would. It definitely would.
I know. From the 17-year-old's perspective,
yep.
No. But from a parent of a 17-year-old, you're like, that.
Yeah, I agree.
I wouldn't be happy.
I agree. But it is fun to joke about. And look, I would like to have sex. I'm much older than this this teacher. And I would definitely.
No problem with age differences. So I'm about a 17-year-old difference with her. 16-year-old difference with her.
Let's go.
Let's go the other way.
Let's go. Ed, breaking news. And again, you know, these are huge, Ed. These music cruises, but you really want to be careful. Fiance of Faster Pussycat frontman dead after plunging off side of cruise following argument. The fiance of 80s glam rock band Faster Pussycat frontman Tammy Downey is dead after plunging over the side of a cruise ship following argument with the rocker. Kimberly Birch, 56, died after falling from a cabiny balcony on the Royal Caribbean ship on March 2nd, the Daily Mail reported her body still has not been recovered. Oh, she was pretty good for 56, Ed.
Cats can't swim.
Yeah.
How's it? Gifts to use all nine lives.
They were on the Explorer of the Seas for an 80s-themed cruise where Faster Pussycat was performing alongside groups like Men at Work, Squeeze, and Tiffany, Ed. Tiffany Renee Darweesh? Boy, Men at Work and Squeeze are good bands. Like, this is, I think these cruise gigs pay. Yeah.
Do you think that the guy called up Tiffany? Like, I think we're alone now.
Stop it. Tiffany Renee Darweesh has not aged well, I gotta be honest.
Wait, did you say Men at Work was on that?
Yeah, Men at Work, yeah.
Oh.
Colin Hay?
So maybe he threw her to a land down under.
Okay, Ed, what else is going on in things that are not, in fact, sports?
Oh, so there was a lot of talk. The Epstein files were going to be released to the public, and then Attorney General Pam Bondi said she was misled on having all the Epstein files to be released, and some of it would be redacted or it is missing. I can't put my finger on. I thought we were going to get the full picture.
Yeah.
For some reason, we're not getting the full
picture. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's all redacted,
bad
Ed.
Luck, right?
Yeah.
It's bad luck.
It's just
bad luck.
Yeah, I mean, look. And
if only there were pictures to prove there were, like, some of the most famous and powerful people in the world knew him.
I seen Bill Clinton getting a massage in the waiting to get on the plane. You know,
I've seen like 30 pictures of Bill Clinton with him.
Yeah, that's
I've seen 50 pictures of someone else who's in charge right now with him. I've seen Bill Gates.
Yes, like, all of them.
Dershowitz, all these people.
Oh yeah, Dershowitz is really disgusting.
Knew this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for some reason, these powerful people.
Yeah. Yeah. You're.
We're hearing about John Q. Public, and it showed up there, was on the flight logs, but.
Yeah, not the big names. The
seen in pictures.
Big names get blacked out. Yeah, look.
I don't
get it. It's kind of weird. It's almost like the power structure is a little flawed in this country, Ed. strange. It seems like we protect the rich and powerful.
Yeah. And people countered to me like, oh, well, Bill Clinton, if he did, I'm like, I would love it if Bill Clinton was sent to jail.
Of course he did. Put him in jail.
I know.
Put him in jail. Put his wife in jail. Give a fuck.
I would love all these guys to go to jail who went down there.
Start fresh. Let's do it all over.
Time for a reset.
I agree. Okay, Ed. Anything else this week?
Finally.
Yeah.
American hero. Luigi Mangione has more than 20 cinema-style sex tapes.
Now, what do they mean by cinema style, Ed?
Like, yeah.
Is that like where Fred Willard went?
yeah. Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
I think, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
Luigi had a certain type.
Yeah. Yes, he did. He liked.
And he's gorgeous.
He's gorgeous.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So
he's got a big penis too.
But I also don't.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's a lot of dick.
That kind of porn.
Yeah.
Good. But man.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's put together.
Oh, 100%. Like, he's very discerning, I think, because he's, you know, he's gorgeous. So he gets his pick of the litter in the gay world.
He's an artsy type.
That's true. He could be into bears.
He probably had the lighting right. He probably had it perfect.
Oh yeah.
That's a dude who sets the scene.
He does.
He's like a set designer.
He knows what he's doing. Look, he executes, Ed. We've all seen it. Like he makes a plan and he executes the plan. His porno's gotta be the same.
Does not miss.
Luigi Mangione allegedly made upwards of 20 highly stylized sex tapes before he was arrested on charges of shooting dead a healthcare CEO in New York City.
Thank you. You think he put a GoPro on his dick?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. I always think about that when I see the POV porn. I'm like, this dude is fucking with a thing on his. Because sometimes I'm like, I want to make like an Instagram video and I'm trying to hold the camera. And I'm like, if I just didn't have to hold the camera, I could use both my hands here. But then I would feel like a loser.
Got it on his head.
Yeah. And he's fucking.
Like a spelunker.
Yeah. He's fucking with the thing on his head.
Like a spelunker. Yeah.
The 26-year-old
Lunker POV porn.
Ivy League graduate has amassed a loyal fan base behind bars, with women reportedly throwing themselves at him as he faces charges for allegedly shooting United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Now an insider has told Radar Online about Mangione's life before prison, revealing that there are at least 20 videos of him having sex that he filmed and wanted to be watched. It wasn't just some grainy late night mistake. It was perfect lighting. Everything, the insider claimed. He wanted to be watched. Okay. He got off on it. Or at least.
I got to say.
Yes.
I'm going to try. I'm going to have my hand right by the pause button.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I can just check it out before another guy gets in the frame.
Yes, you're good. You're into it.
Like,
yes.
I would like to see. Like, yeah. Maybe he's delivering the pizza and I see the early stages.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I want to see what he's working with.
You just get the vibe. Well, his dick is available, I think, Ed, but people are saying it might be fake. He had posted on his Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter, Ed, page about having a pretty huge dick in response to a post asking if anyone on the platform had a PhD. See, he does jokes too, Ed.
Pretty huge. It was funny. You mean some bullshit tweets?
It also emerged.
He's not Bruce Bland. He's giving you real jokes.
It is. That is pretty good. It also emerged that he had suffered a back injury so severe he was unable to have sex. Oh, that's no wonder he killed a guy. RJ Martin had lived with the murder suspect for 6 months at a Hawaii co-living space and told the New York Times of his secret agony. He knew that dating and being physically intimate with his back condition wasn't possible. I remember him telling me that, and my heart just breaks.
That's a move.
Yeah.
You say when you just want to be serviced.
Yeah, I go, I can't fuck. See what you can do with it.
I just gotta lay back. I'm sorry.
See what you can do with it. I'm just gonna sit here.
Look,
and
if you can, I'll set up some highly stylized lighting.
We'll do it cinema style. Just see if it works.
Cinema style. We're gonna play John Williams' score while you go in on this thing.
Okay, that's perfect. We did it. Let's wrap it up there. Hold on. Right here. before Ed Daly, who has a birthday coming up, by the way. My name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 565 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Send us your worst songs. Email me, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Hit me up wherever you can find me. Let me know. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 365 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daly and a man, Jay Stewart.